ABC News.
Well, if lockdowns and travel bans weren't enough of a disruption, the coronavirus is also making life online more difficult as well. ScamWatch has received a staggering 24,000 reports of stolen personal information so far this year. That's an increase of 55% compared with the same time last year. The consumer watchdog, the ACCC, says scammers are now targeting personal information more than ever, leading to around $90 million in losses so far this year. Let's get more now. I'm joined by ACCC Deputy Chair Delia Rickard. Delia, good morning to you.
Hi, Sandy.
An increase of more than half just this year. It's pretty remarkable. Is it really coronavirus to blame for all this?
Look, I think it is coronavirus to blame for an awful lot of it. And we're seeing it through every type of scam. We're seeing scammers try to get personal information. But in particular, we know scammers follow topical events and they follow the money. So with COVID, you've got a couple of things happening. You've got people in really terrible financial situations, and the government are offering a range of grants, ways to access money, whether it's your early super, JobKeeper, etc. And scammers are trying to tap into that money. We're also seeing, because of lockdown and people staying home a lot more, being online a lot more, a huge increase in online shopping, and we're seeing, you know, people buying, for instance, you know, buying a tractor. And in buying a tractor, they're not only demanding their driver's license number, they're getting their passport number. And whatever the scam these days, we see scammers trying to access both money and, wherever they can, personal information. And with that personal information they get, they can then use that to perpetrate other scams, to contact you and sound more legitimate so that they know you, they've got some personal information about you, and continue to get more money.
So are they still pretending to be members of, you know, official government departments like the ATO or MyGov or Telstra? Is that one of the major ways that scammers get into personal information?
It is absolutely one of the major ways. We're seeing them pretend to be MyGov, Home Affairs, for all of the sort of COVID money grants related things. We're seeing them pretend to be the NBN or Telstra, particularly when the NBN's being rolled out in an area. There are a range of scams where they'll call up and scare people and say, you will be cut off if you don't do X, Y, and Z. We're seeing them impersonate the ATO at the moment, and it's a really nasty one, actually. They call you with a robocall, tell you that you breached the law in some way. They then get you to press 1. If you press 1, they will demand immediate payment or else you'll be arrested that day.
So what are you hearing from people who have been scammed? Are people losing a lot of money?
Look, we have seen a huge amount of money lost this year. In fact, the latest stats as of this morning, I think, is about $93.5 million, which is way up on the same time last year. Mm. And the terrible thing about ID theft is the consequences can go on for a long, long time. It's very, very difficult to unwind. And sometimes things will happen, you won't even realise it's a result of you having given information in a phone call or in the answer to a quiz or a survey ages ago. But if you think you have lost banking information, super information, personal information, the first thing to do is to contact your financial institutions, your bank, your super account, and let them know of your concerns. And there's also a really terrific organisation, ID Care, who can help you unwind that mess.
Because, as you say, it can go on for months and months, if not years. And Delia, just finally, what sort of emails should people be on the lookout for to make sure they're not scammed? Are there some signs that we can be confident are in those emails?
Look, on the whole, governments, banks, trusted institutions will never ask you to click on links in emails or texts. And if you're being asked to click on a link, don't. If you think something might be legitimate, contact the organisation, but don't use the contact details in the text message or the email, because they will just refer you back to the scammer. And it's also worth being aware that these days scammers can manage to get scam texts into a legitimate stream of texts, whether from your bank or a government organisation, etc. And again, they'll usually have links. Do not click on them. And the bottom line really is, scammers will always pretend to be trusted institutions. So no matter who somebody says they are, if they contact you out of the blue by any means whatsoever, do not give them personal information and don't give them financial information.
Great advice. Delia, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome, Sandy. Take care.
And you, the ACCC Deputy Chair Delia Rickard. If you suspect you are a victim of identity theft, as Delia said, you can contact ID Care on 1300 432 273.
ABC News.